Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you will enjoy this teaching entitled Understanding and Overcoming Depression.
Managing your emotions. They're not ever going to go away, you know, so you might as well learn how to manage them so they don't manage you. Actually, I've chosen to teach this weekend on depression and all the downs in life, the things that want to drag us down, the disappointment, the discouragement. Nobody wants to be down, do we? We want to be up and enjoy our life. And in order to do that, we have to learn how to manage these emotions. And so if you still experience a lot of ups and downs, you want more stability in your life, that would be great for you. And then I want to let you know that teaching on the mind has been a kind of a keynote thing for us, because the Bible says that you're never going to have the life that Jesus died for you to have if you don't learn how to think right. Amen? And you can control your thoughts. You may think you can't, but you can. You can choose what you want to think about. You don't have to just think on whatever falls in your head. And so I did a series a long time ago called The Battlefield of the Mind. It became so popular that we turned it into a book. Thank you. We turned it into a book called The Battlefield of the Mind, and that became so popular, we did a study guide called The Battlefield of the Mind, and then that was so good, we did Battlefield of the Mind for kids, and then we did Battlefield of the Mind for teenagers, and now we've done a devotional on Battlefield of the Mind. And so, if you want, there's a package that we have, a little suitcase that has all this in it, so you can just go home and say, okay, we're all getting our minds straightened out. Every one of us. Or if you don't want to do that, then you can just pick and choose the different ones that will minister to you. But I believe that I do some really down-to-earth practical teaching on the mind that can really help you in some major ways. So, are you ready, ready for the Word? Amen. Understanding and overcoming depression. Now, you know, it's almost hard for me to stand up and say I'm going to preach all weekend on depression because nobody likes the word. And even if we are depressed, we don't want to act like we are or think we are or tell anybody that we are. And so I realize that not everybody suffers day in and day out with depression. But there's not a one of us in this building, including me, that's never attacked by